So this morning in class, the Lord's Supper worked its way into class. So continuing that theme, my class is now going to work its way into the Lord's Supper. We've been discussing in this class, if you've not been in it, the idea and the concept of biblical love, a love on a higher level. And so with that in mind, we're actually going to look at a concept of that we haven't really hit in class a whole lot, probably won't, but we want to do it here. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave up himself for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." Dick Hills tells this story. Says she was lying on the ground. In her arms, she held a tiny baby girl. "As I put a cooked sweet potato into her outstretched hand, I wondered if she would live until morning. Her strength was almost gone, but her tired eyes acknowledged my gift. The sweet potato could help so little, but it was all I had," he said. Taking a bite, she chewed it carefully. Then placing her mouth over her baby's mouth, she forced the soft, warm food into her tiny throat. Although the mother was starving, she used the entire potato to keep her baby alive. Exhausted from her effort, she dropped her head on the ground and closed her eyes. In a few minutes, the baby was asleep. Dick says, I later learned that during the night, the mother's heart had stopped, but her little child had lived. The concept is this: love is a costly thing. God, in his love for us and also for the whole world, spared not his own son to tell the world of his love. Romans 8:32 says, "God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all." Love is costly. And we must tell the whole world of its cost. Such a love is costly. It cost God Christ. It cost Christ pain and blood and humiliation and life. And it should cost us. It should cost us devotion and obedience. And ourself. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 says, "Knowing that you were ransomed, that you were bought, there was a price, that you were ransomed from your futile ways, inherited from your forefathers, not with perishing things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like a lamb without blemish or spot." Remember, love is a costly thing. Father, we come before you amazed at the price you were willing to pay. Father, it's easy for me, for us, to maybe have the concept of being willing to give our life for someone else. But Father, it's incomprehensible to think of us having to give the life of our own child for someone else. But Father, not for you. You understood the cost because of your love for us. And Father, Christ understood the cost because of his love for us. And so, Father, we come today for the purpose of remembering. Remembering what he went through. Remembering what he suffered. Remembering the hurt, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually, Father, that he went through to redeem us back to you. And so, Father, as we examine ourselves at this time, may we really think of the cost that you paid. And, Father, so therefore let us determine in our mind to pay the price that we must, to give back to you everything that you deserve. For we ask this in Jesus' holy name.